is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 11th of February, 2013. It's the birthday of Joy Williams, born in Chelmsford, Massachusetts, in 1944. Went to college in the Midwest, decided she needed to live someplace more mysterious and exotic, moved to a trailer park in northern Florida, surrounded by swamps and snakes. She said, "I was miserable, of course, but it was all very good for my writing. It's good to be miserable and a little off balance." The result was her first novel, State of Grace. This is the week of Valentine's Day, a good time to think about love letters. Everyone has written them, including people you wouldn't guess had, such as Napoleon, the Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte, who fell in love with an older woman, his beloved Josephine. One day, the year before he married her, he wrote, "I wake filled with thoughts of you, your portrait, and the intoxicating evening which we spent yesterday have left my senses in turmoil. I shall see you in 3 hours. Until then, mio dolce amor, 1,000 kisses." He wrote letters to Josephine from all across Europe when he was out waging war. The year they married, he wrote to her, "I have not spent a day without loving you. I have not spent a night without embracing you. I have not so much as drunk one cup of tea without cursing the pride and ambition which forced me to remain apart from the moving spirit of my life. In the midst of my duties, whether I am at the head of my army or inspecting the camps, my beloved Josephine stands alone in my heart, occupies my mind, fills my thoughts. I ask of you neither eternal love nor fidelity, but simply truth, unlimited honesty. The day you say, 'I love you less,' will mark the end of my love and the last day of my life. My soldiers are showing inexpressible confidence in me. You alone are a source of chagrin to me. You alone are the joy and torment of my life. Nature has endowed me with a virile and decisive character. It has built ours out of lace and gossamer. My heart, obsessed by you, is full of fears which prostrate me with misery. I am distressed not to be calling you by name. I shall wait for you to write it. If you love me less, you can never have loved me. In that case, I shall truly be pitiable. Bonaparte." Here's a poem for today by Nancy Willard, "The February Bee." The bumblebee crept out on the stone steps. No roses, nothing to gather, nothing but itself, the cold air, the spring light. It rubbed its legs together as if it wished to start a fire and wear its warmth. Under its smart yellow bands, the black body shone like patent leather. It groomed itself like a pilot, ready for takeoff, and yet not ready. When my shadow fell over him, he flicked his wings, checking them, and took off into the bare garden. The February Bee by Nancy Willard, from The Sea at Truro, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.